revelation and the knowledge of Him that sets me free every day. And when something comes up that's not of God, the Holy Spirit is quick to tell me, this ain't right. And you know what I do? I say, God, thank you. Thank you. You know, there are promise books out there that go into all the different subjects and talk about, like, pray this, you know, this scripture for this and this and this and this. I challenge you. Find out what you're dealing with, if it's a problem. Go into His Word and ask the Holy Ghost to reveal it to you. It's a good tool. It's good food. It is food. You're a Christian. When you get born again, your spirit is brand new. When you're growing up as a baby, what's a baby need to grow? Physically. Milk, food, right? Nurturing. When you're a Christian, when you ask Jesus to come in, your spirit becomes brand new. Do you know that there are a lot of Christians out there that are 50-year Christians that are still baby Christians because they don't know? Not because I'm calling them anything, but because they don't search, they don't know. He says, show yourself approved. Study the scripture. Meditate on my word. You read Psalm 119 one time, find out what God says about His word. I was reading that today. It's like amazing. My word, the word, your statutes, your law. I love your law, even though they're trying to kill me. But I love your law. I love your word. Even though they're trying to crush me, but I just seek you, Lord. I love your word. Even though I got all this stuff coming at me, but I love your word. Just stay there where you are. I just want to share something. I was like blown away. The wicked wait for me to destroy me, but I will consider.